This is News Plus Special English. I'm Liu Yan in Beijing. Here is the news. Experts say China's major cities should reach their targets in reducing major air pollutants by 2017 as planned, though ozone poses a more stubborn problem. Among the six top air pollutants in 70 major cities, five saw their concentration levels significantly decreased last year. The experts say, however, a rising level of ozone may require the country to take more comprehensive measures. According to an expert from the School of Environment at Tsinghua University, it has become harder for governments to cut the emissions of airborne pollutants as more complicated problems pop up. An expert with the China Office of Clean Air Asia, an international non-governmental organization, says some cities will not see a large reduction in pollutants this year. This is News Plus Special English. The central government is coming up with stricter rules to regulate the booming delivery industry, which has been largely buoyed by the growth in Chinese e-commerce. Under a draft law released recently, Chinese courier companies might face fines of up to 50,000 yuan, roughly $7,800, and lose their licenses for leaking customers' personal information. The draft also addresses the rough handling of parcels, which has led to a number of customer complaints. Couriers who are found to toss or step on parcels, or otherwise mishandle packages in a way that causes damage, could face fines up to 50,000 yuan, as well as suspension of company operations. A lawyer in Shanghai, Zhang Chuanjun, says he was once really surprised to find that a ceramic kettle he bought online was delivered to him in pieces. The new rule is expected to prevent similar cases from occurring again. The draft will be posted online to solicit public opinion until December 15. China's delivery industry had total revenues of 200 billion yuan last year, up 40% year-on-year. The total number of parcels delivered by courier firms reached 14 billion, overtaking all other markets in the world.